KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have partly cloudy skies. It's 59 degrees in Atlantic at 8:06. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our weather forecast for today is calling for partly cloudy skies, a chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms toward this evening, a high of 87. Our news is brought to you this hour by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. The Atlantic City Council will hold a regularly scheduled meeting this evening at City Hall beginning at 5:30. Among the items on their agenda is a presentation by Alexis Fleener, lead planner with SWPCO, pertaining to property owner interest in participating in a downtown facade program. Now, the council has already committed $100,000 toward a revolving loan program that's overseen by CADCO to support small business development and growth. The facade program is being explored by means of a CDBG or a housing or community development block grant, which is under the auspices of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. The CDBG Downtown Revitalization Fund is managed in Iowa by the Iowa Economic Development Authority and requires 25% sponsor or city funding, as well as 25% property owner funding. The state would provide matching funds of up to $500,000 if the application is approved. Fleener reports 13 property owners have expressed interest in the program. 7 have some interest, with 14 property owners currently reviewing the information to determine their level of interest. She said as part of moving forward with the project is a $45,000 commitment from the city for various studies required to develop an application for CDBG funds if enough interest is received in the program. That $45,000 would cover a slum and blight study, historic district study, and a project architect fee. City Administrator John Lund reports that he has already adjusted the local option sales tax progress fund budget for 2019 to reserve the $45,000. He's also addressed the city's grant match of $250,000. By proposing the city use the remaining $140,892 in the Economic Development Revolving Fund in fiscal year 2020, and then transfer just over $77,000 from the Local Option Sales Tax Progress Fund into both the FY 2019 and FY 2020 to cover the expenditures related to the project. After the presentation by Fleener this evening, the council will act on an order to approve a contract with SWPCO for the CDBG Downtown Revitalization application. In other business, the Atlantic City Council will act on approving a resolution approving contracts for the Olive and Nishna Street bridge repairs and the second reading of an amendment to the city's code of ordinances with regarding to zoning regulations. After changes were made in the definition of height, the allowance of carport to garage upgrades installed prior to ordinance enactment, a change in setback regulations with regard to an accessory use of a home addition is made, and for new construction, a 12-foot distance away from buildings of abutting lots and other matters. Lund says the effect of the changes is that hundreds, perhaps over 1,000 residential properties would have greater flexibility to improve their properties without the costly, time-consuming headache of applying for an inappropriate variance that they may not even get. The Atlantic City Council will also hold the second reading of an amended animal control ordinance with regard to the number of days the city holds an animal before it's eligible for adoption. The current number of days the owner has to claim their animal is 7. Now, the state requires a minimum of 3 days, and Animal Control Officer Chris Erickson is requesting the city's ordinance mirror the state code. Animals that are licensed and or have implanted ID chips are generally not put up for adoption. The council will act on approving a request to close the corner of 3rd and Chestnut Street to the north property line of the First Whitney Bank on September 11th from 3 until 8 p.m. for the dedication ceremony of a statue in honor of the city's 150th anniversary, and in order to close certain downtown streets on August 26th from 3:15 to 8 p.m. for the 2018 Family Night Out event. And the Cass County Board of Supervisors Tuesday gave County Engineer Charles Bechtold the authority to send a letter to the chairperson of the Iowa Department of Transportation. In the letter, the board states that it is unanimously opposed to the DOT's proposal to move the District 4 Construction Office out of Atlantic to Council Bluffs. The proposed change would require legislative approval and even then wouldn't result in the consolidation of offices until mid-2020, according to one DOT official. Bechtold said the letter, along with those from Regional Planning Authority 13, which covers some counties in our immediate listing area, and Atura Transportation Planning Affiliation, which covers the other counties, will be sent to DOT Chairperson Kathy Fairman in Des Moines. The current draft of the letter says, in part, "We, the Board of Supervisors, do not believe that such a move is truly in the best interests of the people in District 4 or the state of Iowa." It also emphasized their serious concerns regarding the potential negative impacts of this change. change long before the legislature is asked to make an appropriation to accomplish this very expensive consolidation. The board wants to point out also that consolidating the current Atlantic offices with the Council Bluffs offices could make sense if the new location were centrally located within the region it serves. However, Council Bluffs is on the westernmost edge of the District 4 region, which includes a total of 17 counties in southwest Iowa. Atlantic is the central point for all of those counties. Moving the office to Council Bluffs, officials say, would result in longer driving times and increased costs for those counties that utilize the services and who are farther away. It would also have a negative economic impact in the Atlantic area. Charlie Bechtold said about 40 families would be impacted by the move if it comes to fruition, and his office would face additional costs. Supervisor Steve Green and Steve Beyer were in support of letting other state government officials know of the county's displeasure in the potential move.
I say send it, but CC the governor in it. Let's get that conversation started, because that's where the power is ultimately going to lie.
Beyer agreed and said the letter should also be sent to any state senators or representatives who reside in the District 4 region.
I personally talked to Moore and Shipley about it, and they are not in favor of moving it to Council Bluffs.
Green pointed out that four of the DOT's district engineers are living in Nebraska now and working in Council Bluffs.
They're quietly hiring over there, having everybody report over there. It just economically, if the governor really wants to watch out for rural Iowa, then she ought to be telling DOT to remodel what you got and keep people in rural Iowa. Quit bleeding us.
He says that those engineers living in Nebraska don't have to pay Iowa taxes, even though they work in Council Bluffs, and a decision maker for the whole project is living in Omaha. He said the project designer doesn't mind building a multi-million-dollar building for an office space because his taxes aren't paying for it. And Green said the engineers should be centrally located. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.